We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please check us out online, Radio Entrepreneurs. Our next guest is Dan Frankel of Ellis Insurance Agency. Welcome, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Good. Tell us about the practice.
So it's a local niche boutique practice,
right?
And we've been in business since the 80s.
Right.
It is a firm that provides both property and casualty insurance, as well as a robust suite of financial planning. So we work with clients, we try to be a one-stop shop, and we have a unique product called the Ellis Insurance Tune-Up that we use to deliver tailored solutions to our clients. It's a little bit different approach than other firms. It's very educational and collaborative.
So give us the Ellis approach. Is this like the Patriots way?
If we are ever that successful, I will be thrilled. I wouldn't mind four world championship rings.
Hopefully five.
Hopefully five.
I'm counting.
So as far as our approach goes, we actually use a systematic four-step process for looking at somebody's portfolio, as opposed to the give us 15 minutes and we'll give you a cheaper solution. We believe that everybody deserves a more consistently appropriate approach. Nobody's average. So as opposed to saying 15 minutes, we spend hours of our time delivering an enhanced insurance tune-up, which is a complete assessment of somebody's unique situation and their coverage to uncover the best solutions.
Interesting. Very interesting. But can you be more specific? You know, that's kind of
a solution.
It's kind of a headline.
Yes, it
is.
Give me a
client case, maybe without a name.
In fairness, I hate solutions. I don't like to sell that word, but it's something that people recognize. What we try to do is we look at somebody's, we'll take an example. Recently, actually, it was a portfolio.
I love examples.
Yeah, it was real world. So we have an individual who, real world, home, two homes actually, and kids that are driving, multiple cars. They call that a child to their auto insurance, and their auto insurance goes up about $1,500. So when that happens, it triggers a why me moment. What have I done wrong to deserve this premium increase? And the Ellis Insurance Tune-Up goes through and looks at things like deductibles and coverage. And I'll be even more specific. You care about your insurance when one of two things happens. When you pay your bill and it's too much, or when you have an accident and you have a claim. That's the only time you care about insurance. And what we do is we work with clients before those moments happen to deliver the best solution. So coverage, when you add a child to a policy in the state of Massachusetts, the average increase is over $1,000 if you put a young operator behind the wheel. That's because statistically, half of all kids have an accident within 2 years. Nobody's average, but you hope you're at the better end, and for everybody that's at the better end, there's somebody else who did not win that roll of the die. So we work with clients to optimize their deductibles and their premium to make sure they have the right coverage if that situation occurs.
So let's get a little bit into you. What's your background, your history?
So we're not your typical agency. That's why the solutions we provide are atypical. I was a local. I grew up locally here in the Boston area. I went down to Virginia, UVA, came back up here, and I actually sailed the Atlantic. I did a transatlantic crossing. I was an au pair. And after that, I went into financial services. And after several years of financial services, a high school friend of mine, we were very close, and I decided that I would come into his family business and bring a sort of corporate, worldly approach to a very successful family business. And I have an MBA from Babson. I have experience at Fidelity Insurance. What I brought to the agency was that larger picture view. My partner, Adam Ellis, what he has done is he's built this boutique mom and pop agency into a very successful agency which delivers both personal insurance and commercial insurance for small businesses. We work with firms in excess of $20 million in revenue, 20 to 100 employees, and we tune their portfolios for them as well.
Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple, actually. And when it comes down to what makes us different, again, it's the people. And my background's unusual. I was a Russian lit major. My partner, he was a philosophy major. He's won the wheelchair division of the Boston Marathon, and
wow,
he plays wheelchair rugby. So when you work with us, you're not working with your typical agents.
That's probably the better story.
It is certainly success. Yeah, and so we bring a lot
fighting
of enthusiasm.
Through adversity.
Well, we bring enthusiasm and perseverance.
Very nice. Now, your business is changing a lot. I know a lot of PNC people right now are concerned that things are going to be changing. I'm sure that's stuff that you think about and try to hypothesize where things are going. Any thoughts you want to share?
Sure. There's an industry out there that's working extremely hard to commoditize a product. Over $1 billion a year of advertising. Geico spends over $1 billion just themselves, convincing you that a caveman or a gecko or a variety of other, you know, NFL quarterbacks who are very much the rage right now, but trying to convince you that the product you have is a commodity and they can do it cheaper and better. And the reality is that that doesn't work for everybody. So on the one hand, the consumers are being taught what they need is a simple, cheap solution. But after a claim, what they're learning is they wanted a different approach. So our belief is that, yes, there's a lot of change in the industry. There's a lot to be concerned about. But if you have the appropriate direction and you seek out the clients for whom insurance matters, not the client that just needs insurance so they can drive, but the client who needs insurance so their business can operate properly, so that their family is protected, and so that their legacy is protected, we can build the appropriate portfolio for that.
Interesting. So you're not concerned about any changes in the economy?
I didn't say I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
So
because that's what I hear from a lot of insurance people today, that they're worried about where things are going.
So personally, I started in the insurance industry in 2008. It was the worst time to start. Financial markets were in turmoil.
Great timing.
We did a lot of good things in those first couple of years. The deregulation, the managed competition for the Massachusetts auto insurance industry.
Right.
But what we're looking at right now, we're on the heels of our two best years ever. We are driving into 2017, and we have relationships and success stories that are showing the people we work with that we make a difference. So yes, I'm certainly worried about the commoditization of auto insurance, a product that is a big revenue producer. It's a cash cow of sorts,
right.
And other people are stepping in. But other services like a commercial portfolio, a family perhaps with a business that's trying to protect legacies or even cyber exposure, or who has a kid going to college and they're worried about what do they need to do when their daughter takes their car to West Virginia.
Right.
Those are questions that the phone rep in India might not be able to answer. No offense.
No, the service desk in India is a good example. It's not meant to be, you know, inappropriate. You're just saying that's what you get from a lot of companies.
And there are some great call scripts out there. There are some great approaches.
I also get service desks from Panama, Puerto Rico.
Right. It's true. I should be much more worldly in my...
No, but they don't tend to be in the continental USA.
Or even Ohio. There are lots of good call centers.
Right.
But the question to ask yourself is, if the average depth of a swimming pool is 4 feet, why do people drown in the deep end? And if all you ever needed was an average insurance policy, there are many call centers which could deliver that for you.
Ouch. Dan, if someone wants to find you at the Ellis Insurance Agency, how do people find you or find the agency in general?
So www.ellisinsurance.com online. It's probably the easiest way. My name is Dan Frankel, as we said before. So my email is very easy, just dan@ellisinsurance.com.
Right.
We're very personable, and a big part of the business is the people that you work with. So we try to be welcoming and easy to work with.
Good. You have phone number too you want to give?
We do.
That's the Mark Z rule on this radio show.
Who uses the phone anymore?
Well, Mark Z does. He's old.
Okay. So 508-653-1600. Yeah. If you use a phone, that's a good way to talk to us.
The only phone number I would give out nowadays for me is my cell phone. So, and I'm not giving it out on air. So Mark Z better not ask me. Thanks for being on the show today.
Of course.
Continued success and congratulations on everything you're doing.
Jeffrey, thank you for inviting me.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank also my producer and my executive producer, Chris Jarrell and Ian Motha for producing it. Take a look at our YouTube channel. It's quite exciting. Good shows. You're going to see Dan on our YouTube channel in the near future. And we will publish that as well. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.